Welcome to the Chapel Podcast from Start College and Seminary. This semester, our chapel theme is the business of the church, preaching Jesus and practicing justice. We invite you to listen in as pastors and leaders consider how God has called us all to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with Him. Our featured speaker this week is Johnny Mora, pastor of Conway Avenue Baptist Church in Mission. His message is entitled, Reciprocating Love.
So John chapter 4, verses 6 and following reads, "It was about noon when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Will you give me a drink?' His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'You are a Jew. I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?'" In other words, she had already been receiving all of this rejection. She's saying, "Why are you even talking to me? No one else talks to me." Just the fact that he's talking to her reveals his acceptance. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Maybe see. So what we read there in that last scripture is satisfaction. There's a satisfaction. There's something there that is that she begins to thirst for, as we'll see in just a little bit. So we'll be looking at how Jesus alone is the only source for true satisfaction. As I thought about this woman and the fact that she wasn't satisfied, I pondered about this truth that reveals her struggle with satisfaction. And we're going to study this next week, but usually what you call a man that has a lot of women, call him a womanizer, right? Do you call a woman that has a lot of men manizers? I don't know. But apparently, this woman was a manizer. She had a lot of men. And for me, as I study that, I read this dissatisfaction that, you know, this man that she has in her life does one little thing wrong, and he's out the door. She's dissatisfied. She says, "Nope, let me have another one. That's just not going to do." Dissatisfaction. There was no satisfaction in her life. Once again, the true source, the never-ending satisfaction that comes from Jesus. And yes, we get glimpses of satisfaction in this world. There is those times where you look and you can breathe and you say, "Ah, satisfaction." Some of us like to work on the yard. You know, we go outside and we sweat, and there's grass in our brow, and there's dirt in our nails, and we look back after all those hours of hard work and we see a clean yard, and there's satisfaction. Maybe it's a parent. There's been stern discipline for many years, and you look and you see your children, and they're laughing and spending time together in joy, and there's satisfaction. Or maybe it's been a very stressful week, or maybe even a stressful month, or even a stressful year, and you go to that masseuse that does those deep tissue massages, and your mouth drools a little bit, and your eyes are droopy from the satisfaction of that massage. So we get glimpses We get glimpses of satisfaction, but the true source, the never-ending well of satisfaction, as we read here, is Jesus. And here's the truth. If your only source for satisfaction is from this world's satisfaction will dry up. Eventually, you're going to look at that guy that's next to you and say, man, the guy's just not up to the par where he needs to be. He will let you down. She will let you down. They will let you down. Our only true satisfaction is from the Lord. This world not only will bring dissatisfaction, eventually this world will suck the life out of us. Let me illustrate it like this. Back in my partying days, I drank a lot of beer. And I was a dumb kid. There were times when I would drink beer or I would get hot and sweaty, and I would run to a nice cold beer to quench my thirst. This is why I was a dumb kid. Beer is a diuretic. Beer is a diuretic. Instead of it quenching my thirst, it was building more thirst. That's what this world does to us. It promises satisfaction that your thirst will be quenched in the things that it offers. And then in the end, it sucks the life out of us. That's what Satan's lie is about. His lie is this: come, do these things, and you will experience life like no other. And it's a trap. It quenches us. It steals our life. Here's a little bit more graphic illustration. I learned this many years ago, and just as I was going to bring a message. In Alaska, one of the ways that they catch and they kill wolves is they take a piece of meat and they put razors in it and then they freeze it. And as that wolf is licking on that piece of meat that's frozen, eventually they come to the razors. And that wolf is tasting blood, and pretty soon he doesn't even realize he's tasting his own blood, and it sucks the life out of him. That's the trap of Satan. He calls us to a life of satisfaction and promises all these wonderful things, and he sucks our life. It's a lie. And we have to be devoted to God's word to know truth and lies to be able to say, I'm not going there. Well, it continues. When I think of dissatisfaction, I think of a song, and I think I got this right, Jason. Mick Jagger sang, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, is that right?
Yes.
Was he with the Rolling Stones, or was it?
Rolling Stones.
Okay. So, here's the lyrics. You guys probably already know it. Sing along with me. No, sure. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. Because I try, and I try, and I try, I can't get no, I can't get no. What a poor state. This guy's rich and famous, and he's singing this song that reveals the truth of this world. This world can't fill and quench our thirst. And that is what this woman is experiencing. A life without Jesus is full of rejection. And there is no satisfaction. Turn to John chapter 4, verse 15. Go back to John chapter 4, verse 15. That scripture reveals the truth that this woman is desiring and wanting the satisfaction. As you turn there, think of all those famous millionaires that have taken their life. You know, just off the top of my head, I think of one of my favorite comedians as a kid was Robin Williams. And I believe in his last words was, this world is just full of loneliness. I'm alone. Millions. Mansion. No satisfaction. This world can't give you what you're looking for. It's only in the name of Jesus. It's only in the relationship of Jesus. Look what it says about this woman when she hears about this well and the desire to not thirst anymore. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." She didn't want to thirst anymore. She wanted satisfaction. Maybe you come today and your heart's desire is, "My heart's broken right now. My heart's aching right now. I feel rejected. I feel this pain. I don't want to feel it anymore." God's promise is, He doesn't take away pain, but His promise is, "I can bring you peace that you'll never experience in this world. I can bring you joy that you can't find in this world. I can bring you a love and mercy and acceptance." But here's one thing that we have to do as children of God. This is one thing we have to do as children of God. When we hear God's acceptance, that has to be enough. Because the voices aren't going to stop. Rejection's not going to stop. But can you hear from the Lord, "I love you"? And that's enough. Can you hear from the Lord, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? And that be enough. Or are you going to say, "But I need those voices to stop"? They're not going to stop in this world. But God's voice is constant. Will you focus on His voice alone and say, "That's enough. I'm satisfied"? Turn to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 14 through 15. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 14 through 15. Let's get to the heart of our message. Let me read this, and then we'll kind of look at it a little bit more. Satisfying our internal thirst only comes from spending intimate time with God. Let me say that again. Satisfying our internal thirst only comes from spending intimate time with God. This thirst of longing for satisfaction, it ultimately comes with a relationship with God. And that relationship with God starts with His acceptance by the gospel of Jesus Christ when He died for us and He says, "I give you this so that you can have a relationship with me." But it doesn't end there. As children of God, there's a constant call for us to run to Him, run to the well that never dries up. And there's this satisfaction. Satisfying our internal thirst only comes from spending intimate time with God. You ever had dry mouth from being thirsty? When I was in football, I remember we had a thing in high school. There was a thing that was, they didn't call it this, but it was football training camp. And during that football training camp, it took place 2 weeks before the season would start. And there were two-day practices. So we'd get up at 8 in the morning and practice till 12 and then take a few hours break and then come back in the evening, probably around 5 o'clock. And those days, there was a longing for water. I remember we practice and then they take a little break and these trainers would come just with a little cup of water. And that little cup of water was so refreshing. I remember waking up in the middle of the night just longing for water because I was dehydrated. And here's the point. Some of us come spiritually dehydrated because we have not been running to the well. Our discipline to spend time with God. Not just open up the Word. And that's a task. I opened up His Word. You know, one of the things that I do for my own brain is I don't want my time with the Lord just to be a task. So I don't call it opening up God's Word. I don't call it reading the Bible. I don't call it quiet time. time of the Lord. Time with my God. Because that reminds me, this is intimate time with my God. Not a checklist. And one of the things that, even as a pastor, if I'm not going to the well, there's dry mouth, there's dehydration spiritually. There is no satisfaction. So I walk around grumpy about everything because God hasn't filled that inner part of my intimacy. So as we come to this, we need to learn and discipline ourselves to run to the water, the living water of our Lord and Savior, which is intimacy with Him, and let it bring satisfaction.
Thank you for joining us for the Chapel Podcast from Stark College and Seminary. Stark College and Seminary prepares men and women to serve in the church and community all across South Texas, with teaching locations in Corpus Christi, McAllen, Victoria, and San Antonio. To learn more about us, you can visit stark.edu or find us on social media at Stark College.